Maranatha, Jesus is coming again, and he's coming very soon. We are sure that Jesus promised to come the first time, and he came. Through the scriptures, it was prophesied that he will come, and he came. It was prophesied that he will die, and on the third day he will resurrect. And according to the prophecy of what was said, it was fully fulfilled that way. He died and he resurrected on the third day. He himself also talked about it and confirmed what the scripture had said. It was prophesied that after resurrecting, he will raise up again and he'll go to the right hand side of the Father and reign there as a priest. And Jesus was able to get up or to raise up after 40 days of being with the disciples. So if the three prophecies came to pass, the fourth will still come to pass. The first one was his birth and his coming. It came to pass. It was about his death and it came to pass, about his resurrection and his ascension, and it came to pass. So the fourth one, that Jesus is coming soon as a king, it will also come to pass. The church at Corinth had the problem of understanding that big message. That is the message of the kingdom. The message of the kingdom is about Jesus alone. His coming, his death, his ascension and reigning, and his soon coming. That is the main message. That is what we speak and we preach about. So this church had a problem of that message. They had forgotten the message. That was the vision that Paul had cast when he came to these people. For 1.5 years, he was with them and he spoke to them about the kingdom. That is the message of the kingdom. Jesus is the message of the kingdom of God. But they had forgotten this and they had turned into speaking other things. And so, and they started especially disputing about the resurrection of the dead. They started talking about Jesus never resurrected, and so we are not going to resurrect. And they brought a lot of disorder in the kingdom, in the body of Jesus Christ, and in the church at Corinth. So Paul wrote to them to clarify about the resurrection. So in chapter 15 of the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, we will take three or four sessions to learn about the resurrection of the dead. And in this first session, from verse 1 to 11, we want to look at the five main elements of the gospel, which I've just mentioned about. Then we are going to mention five people who were eyewitnesses of the resurrected Jesus. At least five persons or five groups of people, they were there. And then we'll also look at the message that these people were given, because they were all given the same message, and the message was the message of the kingdom. They were told, go speak about the message of the kingdom. So Paul says, now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. So Paul takes time to talk about the gospel, and he gave about five things concerning the gospel in those verses. One of the things he talked about is that I want to remind you of this gospel, brothers and sisters. One is the gospel to which I preached to you. He said, I preached this gospel to you. This is the gospel which you received. Number three, this is the gospel on which you stand on. You stand on this gospel, or you have taken your stand on. Number four, this is the gospel to which has saved you. And this is the gospel which will keep you. You believed in and it will keep you. So he talked about this gospel. I want to remind you about that. And I said, it is a gospel about what? Let's see this kind of a gospel. Then he went to talk about that gospel. They believed the gospel that they stand on, the gospel that have surrounded them and that has made them to be who they are. So from verses 3 all the way to 8 and even beyond, he talked about this gospel. He said, for what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. This is the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. That is the first part of the gospel. Number two, that he was buried. Number three, that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture. Number four, and that he appeared to, let's look at those people, five people. He appeared to Peter, then to the 12 disciples. He also appeared to more than 500 of brothers and sisters at the same time, so that they all saw him, most of whom Paul says still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then Paul said he also appeared to James, that is his brother, half brother. Then he appeared to all the apostles. Then he appeared to Paul, and he said he thought that he was abnormally born. So you see, he's talking about that the resurrection of Jesus is very sure. Jesus died, Jesus came, he was born, he was buried, and he was resurrected. Here he's talking about the resurrection, the proof of resurrection. See, Jesus was seen by more than 500 at the same time. He appeared to Peter, he appeared to the disciples, he appeared to the apostles, he appeared to James, he appeared to Paul, he appeared to 500 persons at the same time they saw him. So there's a major proof, and all this can testify. We only need two witnesses or three witnesses and the matter will be established. These are more than three witnesses. So Paul is talking about this is the proof of the gospel. But what is about this? Why did he appear to them? One of the reasons to appear to them is that they may continue to propagate, to declare, to proclaim the gospel. So he said, for I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. For I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preached, and this is what you believed. So Paul is actually talking about the gospel, and the gospel is about the death, is about the burial, is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and is about the soon coming. And that gospel is made manifest, especially for the resurrection, because that was seen and it is proved by many. And of course, Paul says, I was born outside time, but I was given apostolic ministry. Apostle means I was sent to go and preach this gospel. Not I alone, even others, those other brothers, Peter and the apostles, they were given the message to take to you and to the rest of the people. And so that is what Paul is talking about. And he said, that is sure. You believed because you got the message. So that is the first episode. Next one, we'll be looking at the danger of not believing that message. Father, help us to believe that the gospel, that the resurrection of the dead is sure, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the proof that all those who died in the Lord shall resurrect, and everybody shall resurrect, everybody in their own order. But help us, Lord, to believe and not to be swayed away that Jesus who resurrected is soon coming, in Jesus' name.